The Ray Darcy Show with Toyota. In a survey by EUMOM.ie, the car most Irish mums would choose. Toyota, the best built cars in the world.
JJ, that's JJ and his daughter Trina. This week we're visiting the four cafes in the four finalists in the Best Cafe in Ireland Award, and we'll be announcing the winner on Friday along with the other categories. Today we're broadcasting from the side of the N25 just outside Youghal on the way to Waterford, and the proprietor of the establishment we're in is JJ Fitzgerald. Morning, JJ.
Morning, Ray.
And his daughter Trina. Morning, Trina.
Morning, Ray.
Before we get to you, I can just tell people that if they go to www.fifa.com/ Puskas, P-U-S-K-A-S, that's the name of a Hungarian footballer from the 1950s. They can vote very easily for Stephanie. So do it now. If you haven't seen the goal, just put in Stephanie Roach into YouTube. It's an amazing goal, amazing goal. Now, so who's going to tell me the history of the place?
Do you want to start?
Okay, so I suppose, Dad, you have the years on me, but from what he tells me, Dad started out on the other side of the bridge in a small little tea wagon. There's a couple of naysayers that threw a few laughs at him and that didn't have much faith in him. But he kept going and he faced it out and he had guts and he had quiet days where nobody came for a bag of chips, and then he had busy days in the summer and things. And then he kept going and going, and I suppose 19 years later we're sitting here in one of the most well-known mobile truck stops in the country. So
there aren't a lot of them around, are there, JJ?
Yes, Ray.
Yeah.
We're probably the only one that's licensed in the country, I'd say, you know, by Waterford County Council. And I wish to thank them for their support over the years. And everybody that... They wanted me to have a licence here, you know.
Yeah, and you're not just a proprietor of JJ's, you're a farmer.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a farmer.
A Christmas tree grower.
We grow a few trees, yeah.
Yeah, a dad to four children.
Yeah.
And a husband to Siobhan.
Yeah.
Yeah, busy man.
Yeah, you've kept going.
So this thing we're in now is, I described it as a furniture container at the start.
It's for the removal trailer belonging to McGimsey Transport in Northern Ireland.
Right.
And I bought it off of John Chewitt in Oldcastle County Mead. And I brought it down here and I said to two guys that was starting out in business here in Youghal, Ivan Bryan and Mark Coakley. I said, you want the challenge? I said, I'll give you a challenge. And they said, yeah, rough for it. So they converted it for me. And it got them loads of work afterwards, and they're now B&C fabrication here.
Oh, are they? Right, yeah. So this would have been, like, no windows or anything like that. So just a shell of a thing. Like a ship container.
We insulated and we put PVC windows, etc. into it. And put shelving all around.
Flat screen TV.
The whole lot. Flat screen TV. Map it all so they can see where they're going or where they've come from.
The great thing is you can get chips with everything here.
Chips with cheese,
chips with curry, chips with mayonnaise.
But we also do the healthy options, you know.
Yeah, which is chips with salad.
That's right.
It'd be hard to beat that view.
Like, where would you get it, Ray?
Look at that day. That is amazing. Now that is amazing, because you can see out as far as the sea, can't you?
Yeah, you're seeing way out to sea there.
And you bought two containers. So the second container I can see over there, and that's for storage.
That's a storeroom. Yeah.
Yeah. How's the old Christmas tree business going?
Going slow at the minute, but it'll probably pick up till.
Yeah, sure. It's not the 8th of December yet.
Right.
Yeah. So who, Trina? So 8 to 8. How many? Yeah, so it's mainly trucks, is it? Or?
Yeah, well, 7 days a week we're here, and it would be unfair to say it's mainly trucks, because I suppose there's farmers from everywhere, silage contractors, you know who you are, coming in their droves for feeds.
Smelly feckers.
Yeah, and like then you have the girls, the business executives, jumping in for a coffee and jumping back into their minis and taking off, or you could have anybody because we're on the side of the road, you know. Yeah. So it's brilliant. You can meet anybody.
And people come out from Youghal at the weekend for the famous sandwich as a sort of a hangover cure.
Say a lot of us are guilty, myself included, of Sunday morning, you know, you're not feeling the best, and there's only one answer, and it's JJ's, you know.
Yeah.
Especially my little brother Ronan, he comes in with about a tribe of 10.
How are you, Ronan?
And they can barely utter the words, breakfast please, Yvonne. she kind of just nods and brings it down. And then...
You have to stay off your own projects now, I believe.
Oh, you have to stay off the projects.
You had a bit of a scare. Was it this time last year?
This time last year, I got a heart attack, yeah.
Right. How are you now?
I'm flying again.
Yeah. You're a very emotional man. I like that. Like he's open and honest and emotional.
I'm gonna
he's crying out for the second. Don't even know 24 hours. That's the second time I saw him crying. He's telling me stop. Don't tell him I'm crying. I'm a man's man. But your son is a James.
I'm crying because we're so happy to be a small outfit and we've been recognised.
All right, right. No. Well, we're glad to be here. It's definitely. The most unusual. I'm really enjoying it. The day you arranged the weather as well, and it's just JJ can do anything for you. You're good with the weather. You're good with the weather. Okay, so we've loads of people to meet throughout the morning. We've two musical guests, no less. I don't know if they know where they're coming, but I'd love to be there when they come around the corner to see it. Anyway, for the moment, Trina and JJ, thank you very much. Okay, we'll take a quick commercial break.
Best in Ireland Awards, all this week on The Ray D'Arcy Show.
Today FM and Bord Gáis Energy, rewarding, helpful people.